Welcome to the podcast for Sound the Trumpet.
How to blow your own
lately, I've been updating the podcast website to include all of the musical examples
that are
in the chapters,
about
so
trumpet
you can
com.
Actually see the
there
things
also
that I'm talking
about. Free video lessons,
and I'm pretty much up to date now.
PDFs,
I think all of the musical examples are now up on the website. So if you just go to trumpetbook.wordpress.com, you can get access not only to all of the musical examples, but there are a bunch of other links to other places relevant to the chapter that we're talking about. It includes videos, audio,
go have a visit. There's lots of free stuff there.
Basically, anything that makes sense to include. So go check it out, trumpetbook.wordpress.com. And this week is chapter 14, Endurance. This is something that's near and dear to my heart lately because I've been working on my PhD in music ed and my practice time has suffered. And because of that, my endurance has also been suffering. So I'm going to be implementing some of these things in this chapter myself. So chapter 14, Endurance. Beyond talent lie all the usual words. Discipline, luck, but most of all, endurance. James Baldwin. This chapter covers what endurance is, why it's important, how you can gain some more endurance, the relationship between resting and endurance, some endurance exercises, and there's a few tips and tricks that you can use to extend your endurance. Some terms to know: perseverance, the ability to keep at something. Set. Set is the specific set of the embouchure for a particular note or a particular range. For example, your set for very high notes is different than your set for, say, pedal tones. Degree. Degree is one of the tones in a musical scale. So the first note of a scale is known as the first degree of the scale. The fifth note would be the fifth degree, etc., etc. So, how to endure? Endurance is one of the keys to being a good trumpet player. Endurance means being able to play through an entire concert or gig and still have chops strong enough to play what needs playing on that last piece of music. The two most important things you need in your quest for greater endurance are simply patience and perseverance. It takes time to build up the muscle strength that you'll need to play a long gig, and the only way to get that endurance is by working on endurance one or two practice sessions per week. Now, muscle strength is one aspect of endurance, but another aspect, probably even more important, is efficiency. And you can only become more efficient on the horn as you practice. So efficiency is very, very important. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. There's nothing really special about endurance that you need to know, but it's essential that your fundamentals are securely in place. And this relates to the efficiency that I was just talking about. If you have problems with your embouchure or breathing, your endurance is going to suffer. Even if you're struggling with a fingering or don't have a tune entirely down, your endurance is going to suffer because you're not going to be relaxed. You're going to be spending your energy, you know, dealing with those other things, and that's going to sap your endurance. An important part of endurance is efficiency, and, like I said, it's hard to be efficient when you're tense. If you're having trouble with endurance, check with a good teacher to be sure that you've got those fundamentals under control. I'm going to assume that all of your skills are in place and working properly, more or less. So all you need to know is how to build up endurance and how to conserve your chop strength so that you have some staying power. Like any other skill, both of these are done with specific exercises, and we're going to get to those in a couple minutes. First, a little word about resting and endurance. They go together. With the following exercises, you're going to be breaking down muscles so that you can build up muscle. In order to build up strength, muscles need time to rest and to recuperate. So resting is equally as important as playing. In these exercises and in all the time that you practice, resting is really important. Now I'm talking physical resting. So say that you've got the horn off your face, there's no reason that you can't still practice. For example, work on your fingerings. Or you could work on a tough rhythm. So when you're resting, you're just physically resting. Don't let your brain rest too. You know, use that time constructively. It's easy to overdo endurance, range exercises, or playing in general. And if you've experienced overplaying, you know that for a few days afterwards, your chops are stiff and unresponsive. So to avoid this unpleasant experience, just be sure to rest early and often. A trumpet student once asked Wynton Marsalis what he does when he gets tired. He says, "I stop playing." Well, you know, if it works for Wynton, you should do it too. Actually, there's a follow-up to that. The student said, "Well, what if you can't stop playing?" And Wynton said, "I take deeper breaths." So the breath is really important too. So when doing the exercises below, you're going to start to feel a burn at the corners of your mouth, similar to the range exercises. This is that lactic acid building up in your muscles, and it means you're pushing your endurance. So just let the burn continue briefly, then do a little rest, do the loose lip flap, and continue. The endurance exercise schedule. Resting is also important on a larger scale, so don't do these exercises every day. You're going to need at least a few days to rest, to let your muscles rebuild. Now, by resting, I mean not doing endurance. You can still practice your normal routine. Doing an endurance practice session 2 or 3 times a week is plenty. 3 might be pushing it, I think. And any more than that, you probably aren't going to really notice much improvement. It might actually hinder your progress and might even damage your chops. So a couple times a week is plenty. Just be patient. And also, if you've got a gig or a concert coming up, just lay off the endurance practice at least a week or two before the show to ensure that you're going to be at your optimum chop strength for the performance. Maurice André advocates short periods of practice throughout the day to build up strength and to avoid injury, and that's good advice. The concept of resting is something we all understand, but we usually ignore it, usually because we believe more is better. We might be under a deadline. We might only have a specific amount of time to practice, and we feel like we've got to cram everything in there. We want to get better and stronger as quickly as possible. Just remember that in order to do that, you need the rest. And earlier I spoke about patience. You're going to need it. Building endurance takes some time. So let's not waste any more of it and get right to the exercises. A word about memorizing. If you're tense or you're concentrating on reading music or concentrating on anything else that's really not working or takes some cognitive brain power, you're not going to be able to monitor your breathing very well. If your music is memorized, you're going to free up concentration, and you can use that concentration to monitor relaxation, breathing, posture, all kinds of stuff. This doesn't mean you have to do without the music altogether. You know, by all means, have the music in front of you as you perform if you're reading music. But if that music is memorized, your confidence is going to be greatly increased. Increased confidence means more relaxation and more ability to focus on your breathing and other aspects of playing that are really important. So the following exercises are simple, and you should be able to memorize them in just a few sessions. And in fact, even in one session, just like memorizing them, the concept from what I'm going to tell you. If the exercise is memorized, as you get tired, you can monitor your breathing, your relaxation, and mouthpiece pressure. So this is kind of a long tone exercise, if you remember these. A lot of these exercises build on more than one skill, right? So long tones are no exception. Long tones should be your best friend if you're a beginner, an old friend if you've got some experience under your belt, and you're going to see a similarity between these long tones and those you did with your first notes way back in the early chapters. When you practice the following long tones, breathe through your nose, just like you did in the range building exercises in the last chapter. Now again, this is something that you don't normally do, but it's going to help you get that burn in your muscles more quickly. Keep the corners firm and your embouchure set all the way through the breath. This is going to cause your muscles to get a continuous workout, and they're going to get tired more quickly. When you start to feel the burn, finish whatever note you're playing. Take the horn off your face, do this loose lip flap, until the burn subsides, and then continue. Limit your time on this exercise only to about 10 or 15 minutes or less, depending on your current level of endurance. Because this book is geared towards the beginning and the intermediate player, the examples below begin low in the range. You can and should start these long tones higher in the range, especially if you have little fatigue playing the lower version of this exercise. So, endurance exercise 1. This is 14.1. It's long tones. There's no tempo. You're going to hold each note for a full breath. Breathe through your nose in between. This one is going up in thirds. And so basically the first note of a scale, the third note, the second note, the fourth note, the third note, the fifth note, etc., etc. The example that's on the website, trumpetbook.wordpress.com, is using the C major scale. Again, use as many other scales as you know. That'll keep you from being too bored. It's a great idea to combine exercises so you can get the most benefit in the smallest amount of time. And that's one of the reasons that these endurance exercises are following these patterns. So this endurance exercise one uses thirds, like I said, in the key of C major. The following exercises also uses the C major scale, and it's going to follow the pattern 1, 5, 2, 3. Now these are the degrees of the scale. So the first note, the fifth note, the second note, the third note. The minor scales are going to use a different pattern. They're going to use 1, 5, 4, 3 instead of 1, 5, 2, 3. So when you practice your endurance exercise, change the key in which you play to gain benefit of working through the unfamiliar key signature while you strengthen your endurance. Always try to combine exercises in ways like this, and your improvement is going to be that much quicker. You're also going to be less bored. So endurance exercise two has the pattern that I mentioned. You should set your metronome to 90 beats per minute. You can do it slower if you want a better workout. A more difficult workout, and be really strict with yourself about obeying this tempo very precisely. Be sure to slam down your vowels at this slow tempo to ensure that you have clean note changes. Keep your corners firm throughout this exercise, as before, especially in the rests where you're going to breathe through your nose. Again, when you start to feel the burn, continue for another measure, in this case, before stopping to do the loose lip flap. Once the burn goes away, just continue and repeat until you're done. Endurance exercise three has some crescendos and decrescendos. So you're going to start as softly as you can, crescendo to the point just before your tone starts to spread and get ugly. Hold that volume for two beats, then diminuendo back down to your original soft volume. So the total of this is three measures of 4-4 time, a whole note in each measure. So crescendoing all the way through, halfway through the middle note, and then decrescendo down, and you're slurring this whole thing. So when you can't make a sound anymore at all, rest by doing the loose lip flap for 20 seconds, and then continue until you can't get a sound again. Do the loose lip flap for 30 or 45 seconds, and then stop. That's all you need to do for exercise three. Again, do the variations listed after the exercise two, and memorize this as soon as possible. If you know the scale already, this will be simple. If it's memorized, you're going to pay better attention to everything else: posture, breathing, the count. Music also is about sounds. It's not about notes on a page. So the sooner you can do away with the written music, the more musical you're probably going to be. It's my own personal philosophy. So some variations on exercise three. You can use intervals other than the major second that is I'm showing in this exercise. You can do a minor second, half steps, major and minor thirds, perfect fourths, augmented fourths, all the intervals. If these don't mean that much to you, you should brush up on your music theory. You can go to allabouttrumpet.com and find some help with that. You can use other scales too. There's 11 other major scales. There's harmonic minor. There's melodic minor. There's modes. There's more exotic scales, like say the Insen scale, a Japanese scale, very cool scale. Also change the dynamic markings. This one is crescendoing to the middle and then decrescendoing down. Try it the other way around. Start really loud, decrescendo to really soft, and then crescendo again to loud again. Go as high as you can and then go back down until you get to low C. And you know, just make up as many variations as you can think about. So a couple things about saving your chops. Part of endurance is techniques to save yourself. You know, techniques used to save your chops from getting tired go hand in hand with the above exercises that you're going to use to strengthen your chops. Endurance is not simply an issue of how strong your chops are, but also how you use that strength. Endurance is more an exercise in being efficient than it is a test of strength. There are a few tricks that can help you save your chops so that you can make it through a four-hour gig or a concert of Sousa marches, say. The first is the breath. So that student who asked Wynton Marcellus a question at the beginning of the chapter, you know, asked him, what do you do when you get tired? He says, I stop playing. And he said, if he can't stop playing, he concentrates on his breathing. Because it's covered elsewhere in much more detail in this book, I'm just going to mention the breath here. Without good breath support, you're going to tire yourself out much more quickly. You should always be aware of your breath and strive to use that air to make your music. This is going to save your chops more than just about anything else you can do. So as you get more tired, focus on your breathing. For more information about that, you can see the correct breath on page 60. So if you're curious about that breath chapter, it is chapter 6. So one of the things you can do is just take the horn off your face. A very simple way to save your chops is just to remove the mouthpiece from your face whenever possible, even for short amounts of time, a quarter rest or an eighth rest. This is a technique that's advocated by David Baldwin, a trumpet prof at the University of Minnesota. I'm not sure if he's still there or not. He also has other tips to help endurance in his article. There's a link to the ITG, the International Trumpet Guild Journal, on trumpetbook.wordpress.com. The article that he wrote is called The Seven Secrets of Endurance, and I'm pulling some of that stuff for this chapter. Another thing that's important to be aware of is the set of your embouchure. The set of your embouchure means the way that your chops are positioned for a particular note. For example, higher in the range, the embouchure has a different set than for notes lower in the range. Using the set for a low note while trying to play high is going to negatively affect your range and endurance. If you're prepared for this problem, you can extend your endurance significantly. So imagine you're about to play a phrase that has a range wider than a fourth. Okay, so wider than four diatonic tones, basically. Before you're playing the phrase, you should notice where the highest pitches are and set your embouchure as though you're going to play those high pitches. So this might make the lower pitches sound a little less full, but the benefit is that you're not going to get as tired. It's going to be easier to play those high notes when you get to them. It's much tougher to play the high pitches with the embouchure set of the low notes. So I've got an exercise here to help you with this. This exercise uses both the major and the minor pentatonic scale. The major pentatonic scale uses the major scale degrees 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6. So the minor pentatonic scale uses the same notes as the major pentatonic scale, but in a different order. Okay, so I'm going to say that again. The minor pentatonic scale uses the same notes as one of the major pentatonic scales, but in a different order. So if you play the major pentatonic starting on the 6th degree of the scale, okay, so let's talk about the key of C. That is going to be an A. So if you start on the 6th degree of the scale, the minor pentatonic is 6, 1, 2, 3, 5. So in the key of C, the major pentatonic is going to be C, D, E, G, and A. Okay, C, D, E, G, and A. The minor pentatonic scale, in this case, it's going to be the A minor pentatonic scale. That's the relative minor for the key of C. So you're going to start on the 6th degree, which is that A. So the minor pentatonic in A is A, C, D, E, G. Same notes, different configuration. Hope that makes sense. So for all the pentatonics, you can see the pentatonic scales. There's a scale sheet PDF at allabouttrumpet.com, and it has a whole bunch of scales on there. Major, minors, pentatonics, etc., etc. So if you're curious about scales, go check that out. Some variations on the embouchure set exercise. As I said, use all the other scales, major and minor. You can add dynamics. You can invent another pattern instead of this major and minor pentatonic. Other scales, like the incense, is a good one to work with this because it's also somewhat pentatonic in nature. So there are also some sources for further study of endurance. These are just three simple endurance exercises. One of the best books out there is called Musical Calisthenics for Brass by Carmen Caruso. It's a Hal Leonard publication, and there's a link to that at trumpetbook.wordpress.com. Another article that I mentioned is The Seven Secrets of Endurance. That might take a little more digging. ITG is a little possessive about their material, so you might have to dig through that, maybe buy the 1996 December issue, and you'll get that Seven Secrets of Endurance. So one final word about endurance. I can't stress enough how important it is that you rest when you practice. And this goes not only for when you're doing endurance, but all the time. Your muscles need time to recover and rebuild themselves. So it's also important that you rest for 3 or more days after you do an endurance session. So this doesn't mean that you don't practice at all. You just don't do another endurance session for 3 or more days. Your lips and your audience will thank you. As with range, it takes time to develop your endurance. But if you're conscientious about doing these endurance exercises, you're going to notice some improvement in just 3 or 4 weeks. So keep at it, and in 6 months, you're going to have much more staying power, and you're going to be able to play at your peak for much longer. So just keep it up, be patient, all will be well. Up next, we've been doing all this playing on the horn probably for several months, maybe even years. And from day one, strange and slimy things have been living and growing inside your horn. So it's not science fiction, it's biology, right? Warm, wet areas are prime locations for growing cultures of, well, it's slime, right? This green gunk. If you take a minute right now and pull out your tuning slide and your mouthpiece and look down your lead pipe, you're probably going to see a whole bunch of gunk in there. So we're going to talk about cleaning the horn next. It's going to get you through the process and help you avoid damage to your horn when you clean it. So that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. As before, you can find all kinds of resources and more help at trumpetbook.wordpress.com, or you can go to allabouttrumpet.com. On that site, you'll find a trumpet store. There's a section for videos. There's a new video, several new videos every couple weeks. Up there right now is a really fascinating video of a woman playing Flight of the Bumblebee with her feet on the organ pedals. There's also some jazz trumpet videos. I think I put something on Maurice André up there. Stuff's always changing up there. There's lots of free aids to practice. So go check it out, and good luck with your practice. Thanks for listening. Remember that you can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes or on my blog. And again, you can reach those at allabouttrumpet.com.